back like this, you know, it is probably one of the biggest wins I've ever had, for sure.
Today, President Donald Trump announced his intention to award Woods with the Presidential Medal of Freedom after yesterday's victory. News, weather, and sports in this 5 o'clock hour, brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Halibut season still here for the rest of the month of April. And, of course, USDA Prime is served every night at Surf and Sirloin. Prime rib, ribeye, filet mignon, and New York strip. It's called USDA Prime because of all the beef produced in the U.S., less than 2% is certified as USDA Prime. You won't find USDA Prime on any label in your supermarket because its limited supply is gobbled up by all the finest upscale restaurants. And at Surf and Sirloin, that's what's for dinner. The USDA Prime rib, ribeye, filet mignon, and New York strip. Check them out online, surfandsirloin.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the large morning show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion.
Smells good.
Thanks. I picked up a Tuscan herb marinated tenderloin from Hatfield at Chinook's on my way home.
Huh, Hatfield?
They're new in town and are all about raising pork right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They put a pledge to it right on the packages of all the varieties of marinated pork tenderloins, loin fillets, and ribs they offer.
Oh, that's great. But there's a problem.
What?
It's not on the table yet.
Oh. Find better pork for your family at your local Chinook's.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex all throughout the year, but on May 5th, it is St. Louis's go-to Cinco de Mayo party spot. This Cinco de Mayo, check out all that Rosalita's on Washington Avenue has to offer, with live music all day featuring DJ Music, Mariachi, Mendez, STL, and Latin band Vladimir Ferreira. You can ride the mechanical bull, plus two balloon twisters and two face painters will be there. Tex-Mex, margaritas, and Cinco de Mayo done right, and it's all happening at Rosalita's on Washington Avenue.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. We see every day that there are two kinds of guys. Those that accept lower testosterone and all the effects on their mind and body. Then there's our clients. They want healthy hormone levels, energy, and metabolism through their prime years. Our physicians specialize in taking care of men, optimizing hormones, and keeping them at maximum performance in their careers and families. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Crotch potty rum.
Crotch potty.
What?
It said something about a crotch potty.
It's a crotch pocket.
What is a crotch party? What do you do at a crotch party?
Just a bunch of crotches get together, hang out,
exchange crotches.
Well, not all crotches can hang out.
What's the guy, Dingus, or the guy, the little guy?
Colonel Angus?
No, not Colonel Angus, the guy that's in Game of Thrones.
Oh, Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage. Yeah, he goes to a lot of crotch parties.
He said Peter Dinklage.
I did?
Yes, you did. That's a Freudian slip.
Peter Dinklage.
Well, Dinklage goes to crotch parties. He just attacks them head on.
He's right there.
I love him. I mean, he's...
Hey!
He's the beneficiary there. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 15th edition of Binion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Let's do a round of introductions. What do you say? The control board, it's Trevor Limey Limestone Phillips. He spent 19 years in Great Britain. Boy, you got a really... Did you see Notre Dame when you were over there? Did you go to France at all?
No, I went to Disneyland Paris, and that's it. That's as much of France as I want to see.
What a loser. 19 years, you were that close, and you never bothered to go.
Nope.
Huh. Wow. Well, 10 of those, I'll tell you where he did go and where he lived. 10 years, he was in Birmingham, England. That's right. And now, Limestone, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone. If you've had a bad day, don't worry. It's about to get a lot better.
Well, isn't that a nice, positive thought? There's a song that starts, woke up this morning. I can't remember the reason. Woke up. Anybody think of a song that starts, woke up this morning? Woke up this morning.
I know what you're talking about. James Taylor.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Fire and Rain?
Oh.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that might be it. Well, there's a guy who woke up this morning and had to make a decision. And he made the decision to come in the studio and not go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Pot-bellied pig?
Makes sense.
Bill Clavlin, say hello to everybody.
Hello, and I do not travel with a pot-bellied pig. Or any animal.
Right. It would be hard to travel with. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. And if I only had a brain... Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're concerned about the current market fluctuation, all you have to do is call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650. They'll review your investment strategy. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Now, I received an email, and I've only received one email addressing this. It said, knock off the Tim Woodburn lengthy introduction.
Oh, you got my email.
Really?
No. This guy says, I don't like it. He says, it's too much. I wrote him back, and I said, well, I've only had, one complaint. And then I proceeded to tell him that over the years, I've sort of always picked one person. Dan, remember George, the medium-sized, sweet Georgie Jorge, let me do it again.
Okay.
George, the medium-sized, sweet Georgie Jorge, easy rider, hump to please, cheat, and heart, depper. Remember when I used to introduce him like that?
Yes.
It wasn't as long as Tim's, but it was lengthy, and I think at times I even threw stuff and added it into that. And over the years, there have been other people I've done this with. So, I'm not going to cut it down because of one email. But if enough people say we don't want to hear all his past jobs, then we'll chop it down a little bit. Till then, he was a former night cook at Denny's. He was a door-to-door knife salesman. He was a Busch Stadium beer vendor, a roller skating rink DJ. And now he's head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He's our digital clock resetter, our newsman, our news director. He's an author. Oh, and one other thing. Yes, just like Jim Rockford of the Rockford Files, he's a private investigator, the man with the longest introduction on this show. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And they told me at Denny's that I was the first cook in 10 years to have a college degree.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's something to brag about.
That either had to make you feel really good or really bad.
maybe suicidal is what it made me. I want to say hi and a big thank you to Matheny Heating and Cooling. They have been in business for only the last 77 years in the St. Louis area. Since 1942, they are a third-generation family-owned business. and they have A-plus reviews by their customers that they have serviced. And don't take my word for it. Check them out on Angie's List or on Yelp or on Google Plus. Matheny Heating and Cooling, specializing in the installation of high-efficiency heating and cooling systems. And they take pride in what they do. Give them a call, 314-727-9000. 727-9000. Or their website is MatheneyHeatCool.com.
I have to tell you, so it is the greatest feeling to not have to stop the music for a second. When your heating and cooling system is really old, every winter and summer, you just are crossing your fingers. Oh my God, let me make it one more season. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did, you know, up until about 2 years ago, because I knew it was on its last leg. And I thought, oh man, when it would get to be like 98, oh, please let the air conditioning work. So it finally crapped out. And Matheny put in a brand new, and this is one of those things you don't want to do, because it's not cheap. I mean, a good system costs money, but I had to do it. But now that feeling of, I don't have to worry about this for a long time. Things under warranty for quite a while. It's going to crank the cooled air out and the hot air in the winter. It's sort of like getting in the car and there's a full tank of gas. You know that feeling? Ah, or brand new tires. So Matheny, don't dunce around with just anybody in the heating and cooling business. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. There he is. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind, yeah.
No, it's not. No, it's something else. Brad Boy, you want to know if my joke today was about what? What did you want to
tease?
No. See, he's still mad because that invention of those cheese teas, those
coffees
made out of cheese. Yeah, that's right, Rat Boy. He's still mad because those didn't do well, and he thought they should have. And I thought they should have, too. Good idea. Hit the ball, eat your tea. You know, move on. All made out of cheese.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. The public didn't go for it. Folks, the only way you can ever show your appreciation for great polka music and the people who play it best is with a big round of applause for Bruce Lipris and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Woo. Hey, Frank,
he's the Dan Strauss of polka leaders.
I owe an apology. Huh? Frank, you were right about something in the 3 o'clock hour that I just can't even believe. It happens once every never, and today it happened.
All right, hold everything. Let's all savor this moment.
Wow.
What was it?
Bruce Sutter, you were right about the $30 million. I corrected you in saying, oh, Frank, he didn't sign for
$30
million.
You said it was only 10.
Right. Well, it was 10, but what he did was he signed a deferred contract. The Atlanta Braves are still paying him to this day. Because what he did, he retired in 97. In 97, what he did was he deferred all the money and agreed to only take interest payments on all that money. And so in 2021 is when they're going to owe him that $9 million. But at 8% a year, he actually was making a little over $1 million a year for every year since 1996 when he signed that contract. And in 2022, the Braves will owe Sutter that original $9.1 million that he deferred.
Wow.
Folks, if anybody out there doubts for a minute that these people that own these teams don't have a lot of money, that's just one example. That's one payout. Think of all the other payments that are being made to people who were injured, no longer play anymore, never really played at all. Sam Bradford. Money, money, money. Tens of millions and more tens of millions and tens of millions. There's a lot of dough.
And
these ball teams have a lot of money.
Another one is Bobby Bonilla, who I believe he finished his career with the Cardinals. He was a Met for a long time. The Mets have to pay him until 2035, $1.1 million a year, because he deferred all that money.
Wow.
It's like, you know, when you buy a house and you pay all the interest up front, only a little bit goes to the principal and most of it goes to the interest. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing that Bruce Sutter and Bobby Bonilla did. So you were right. Bruce Sutter's overall deal, even though it was only a $9 million contract, he's going to make about over $30 million on that deal before it's all said and done.
Wow.
Because of the way he's structured.
Let me say this. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for admitting that and saying that. And here's the other thing. I have to stop and just savor this. this. This is the only time in my life when I will be right about anything sports related. This is it. This is it for me. This will never happen again, especially in the presence of a guy who really knows sports and a couple of other people in a station that is a sports station, and I got something right.
You did.
Hold on. A moment. Just a moment. Let me give you just a moment. Hold on. Everybody be quiet. Yeah. That felt good. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you for calling
that to my attention. Mm-hmm. I feel this is something. This is a feeling I will never get to have again.
And, well, I mean, you need to take that off when it went. And he said it felt good. It felt good.
No, I'm saving that.
Don't, no, you don't. You don't need to do that. You don't have to do what you have to do. What Dan tells you. Dan's a bad influence. Okay. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Spring. Thank goodness. 80 low 80s tomorrow. How about that?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! God. And it was less than the 48 hours ago, much less. There was snow and dusting of snow in parts of the area. And Lake of the Ozarks, some of the places were covered in a small blanket of snow. And in here, it's a low 80s. So
did you see Chicago?
Oh, my goodness. Chicago had 5 inches of snow.
Oh, man.
I can't stand Chicago. I just, Their winters are too long. Their winters are too long, and it's just usually too miserable there. But spring is here, thank goodness, and a lot of people this time of year want to make some changes, want to do some home improvement. It might be new landscaping, it could be a new outdoor living space, it could be an addition to the house. First Community Credit Union can help you pay for that with a home equity line of credit. If you are a homeowner, you can use the equity in your home for a line of credit. You only borrow what you need. So let's say your home equity line of credit is $30,000, and you end up using 20. Obviously, you don't make payments on the 30 or charged any interest on the 30, just what you use. And if you apply by June 30th, you will get an incredible introductory rate of 2.49% APR for the first 12 months. That is a great deal. Any of you planning on home improvement, why would you borrow money at a higher rate when you can go to First Community Credit Union and get this terrific deal? Don't forget about wedding loans, too, because now is when the brides and their mothers are putting plans together for the biggest wedding month of the year, which is October, not to mention all the other weddings outside of October. They make wedding loans at First Community Credit Union. They do a lot at First Community Credit Union, which is why they are the number one, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, over 40 locations. I do all of my banking there. I'm inviting you to join us, all of us who are members of First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
Well, I can't wait to see where we're headed today. Bill Clubland always takes us somewhere interesting, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Give it up for Bill Clubland.
Good to see everyone.
How you doing, Bill?
Good. You mentioned the weather. I just have to, I know you don't have a Facebook page, but I posted this yesterday. It was a picture of a road covered in snow, and you see cars trying to make their way through, and the caption says, excuse me, daggone.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
oh, Bill.
That's not what
Bill.
The caption says.
Double time.
The caption says, you probably think it's April, but actually it's the 105th of January.
That's pretty funny.
Pretty accurate. So yesterday was an anniversary in American history. It was the day Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, April 14th, 1865. And 14. So I thought I would tell you about just two places you can go, and then just give you just a little bit of background, just a couple of interesting things that you might not have known about that particular incident. So Ford's Theater, yes, as you mentioned, you can go and you can tour the theater. Pretty inexpensive, actually, unless you add on a bunch of other things. You know, they do different plays and different experiences or whatever. It's like $10 to go in. You go in, you'll see the presidential box. You'll see where he was assassinated. You can't go in. It's been closed off, but you can see it from the upper balcony. About 650,000 people a year visit Ford's Theater. You can go into the theater itself, too, around. You can also go into a museum. Has a lot of pretty cool artifacts related to that day.
Is it Ford's Theater? I thought it was the Ford Theater. Is there an S on there?
Ford, yes. F-O-R-D-S.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was wrong.
That's okay. It's not sports.
Right
not
today sports. About sports that's thing sports and related. Wrong about Lincoln's Theater. There.
So then you'll also go next door to the Peterson House because that is where he died. That's where he was taken after he was shot, and that's where he would die around his his wife and some of the other government folks who happened to be nearby. You can also do a virtual tour online if you're not going to be able to make it to Washington, D.C. in the near future or any time for that matter. And you can take a tour of the Ford's Theater. The other thing you might want to check out is the Henry Ford Museum, and that's in Dearborn, Michigan. And that has, related to this topic, it actually has the chair that he was assassinated in. And it's a little gross to look at, but it's also pretty interesting. It's got
still got some blood on it.
It absolutely does. It's got blood stains on it, and but it's there. And if you've never been to the Henry Ford Museum, it's phenomenal. It's one of the top 10, I would say, museums in the United States. It's just the collection, the things that they have there. It's unbelievable. I mean,
all right, can I throw a little? This is true. John Wilkes Booth is the guy most people know who shot Ford. When somebody says to somebody else, your name is Mud, you know what that's from?
Oh, that's where he went, right? He went.
No, it's not where he went. The doctor who treated John Wilkes Booth's name was Mudd, Dr. Mudd. I think it was Samuel Mudd. And a lot of people were real upset that he treated the guy who killed the president. And so when they say, your name is Mudd, it's not like mud, like dirt. It's Dr. Mudd. So you're welcome, everybody. Yeah, well, you're welcome.
Save that for the next trivia night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of interesting things about that night. So General Grant was supposed to be there. He decided he did not want to go, and he decided to go with his wife to New Jersey for whatever reason. So he wasn't there. Lincoln himself almost didn't go to the theater, but because Grant had bailed out and wasn't going to go, he thought it was proper for at least somebody to show up and go. So he ended up going. He tried to get his, I believe it was his, the House Speaker to go with him, and he declined to go. So Lincoln was there on his own.
It's kind of like they knew something was going to happen.
Conspiracy theory. So Lincoln's vice president, who was Andrew Johnson, was also supposed to be assassinated that night, was also supposed to be killed. And the guy that John Wilkes Booth had convinced to kill him ended up backing out. He got cold feet. He didn't do it. But what's interesting is, so Johnson stayed, it was called the Kirkwood House Hotel. That's where the vice president lived. And the guy, he didn't kill him, but he actually had rented a room above Johnson's room, and a loaded gun was found in that room. So he came pretty
darn close.
He came very, very close to assassinating him.
What was the play that he went to?
I used to know this. I don't remember the play.
Had a research.
I believe it was Fiddler on the Roof.
Other than the shooting, how did Mrs. Lincoln like the play? Did she ever comment on that?
Oh, my goodness.
But that's actually a good question. How far into the play were they when he shot it? Does anybody, do we know that?
I mean, was it almost over?
Well, I believe it was after intermission because of what I'm going to tell you next. So the question, of course, well, where was Lincoln's bodyguard? And so the Smithsonian Magazine did a story on this a few years ago, and the bodyguard, his name was John Parker. He left his position to watch the play, and then he went to the saloon next door during intermission.
Oh, what? Wow. So, some bodyguard.
And it was in that saloon where Booth was drinking. So nobody knows where the bodyguard was during the assassination. But
maybe he was in on it.
He was not at his position at the booth. And then
maybe if he was over there drinking with Booth, right. I'm telling you, he's probably part of the deal.
Do you know who the two most famous people shot in the back of the head in the theater in America are?
Oh, I know this. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, the Pee Wee Herman.
Abraham Lincoln and the guy in front of Pee Wee Herman. Yeah.
Pee Wee Herman. I did not know this until today. So the Secret Service, we all know about the Secret Service.
I think there's anybody out there who didn't get that. The Pee Wee Herman thing.
They all
probably. I'll guarantee you. What do they mean by that? What does that mean? Pee Wee Herman. Did he shoot somebody?
Yeah. He sure did.
Can't explain it. Ask a friend.
They're listening to this show. They probably should know what that is.
I think so.
So the Secret Service didn't exist But what's interesting is Lincoln had signed the bill creating the secret.
Bill.
I'm in the middle of a very pivotal.
You said, sentence. But you said signed the bill, yeah. Not treaty.
Yeah, he signed. Yeah. Oh, let's do one. Try it again. All right. It didn't exist yet, but Lincoln signed the. Okay, that's
bill.
Where you hit the bill.
Oh, okay.
God Almighty. Creating the Secret Service the night before he left for Ford's Theater.
And when I was a kid, God Almighty was considered profanity. That was considered taking the Lord's name in vain.
What was taking the Lord's
bill?
God Almighty.
Oh.
You said God Almighty.
I'm sorry.
If I just said that when I was a kid, mouth washed out with soap. Just telling you.
Mm.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, and then last but not least, so the original plan was actually to kidnap Lincoln, not kill him. Did you know that?
Kidnap him.
Yeah, there was a plan to kidnap Lincoln as he returned from the play, but that didn't.
And then what are you asking for? The Treasury Department to get you some money or something? I mean, who?
I don't know. They clearly didn't get that far. So
there you go. Who do you send the kidnap letter to?
I don't know.
Did you find out what the movie was?
I can't do research.
That's easy. No, that's easy. You can Google what the play was. It'll come up.
All right, so Ford's Theater and then the Henry Ford Museum, two places to
interesting,
check out.
Too, that the Speaker of the House was also supposed to be there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a...
And he bailed.
Supposed to be three of them that were supposed to be killed that
Ulysses
night.
S. Pelosi.
Yeah.
The name of the play, Bill, was Our American Cousin.
Our American Cousin.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
There was an old play. It wasn't as good as that one.
Oh, boy.
And it offended a lot of people because they would go to this play, and on stage people were just going, G-D, M-F-er, C-sucker. It was called My American Cusser.
That was awful. I'll give that a 2.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my
thank
God.
You. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldst.louis.com. I heard the commercial we played earlier about, you know, men's hormones and things. You know, there's a word that you never use or care anything about when you're 30. Is hormones. 25, 35. You never hear the word, you know, care about the word. And then all of a sudden you start getting older and then it pops up and you go, okay, tell me more about that.
Or
and
it doesn't pop up.
I was going to say,
it doesn't pop up. Yeah. And then you're kind of interested. Well, tell me more about these hormones. It becomes very interesting all of a sudden. I'll talk to Buffa about this tomorrow, Dan Buffa, but on the Stars channel. Just like we think we've seen everything there is to see on the Beatles and Elvis, I thought I'd seen pretty much everything there is to see on Muhammad Ali. There is a documentary called I Am Ali. I think it was done in 2015. And I stumbled on this thing. Folks, this is the greatest documentary on Muhammad Ali I've ever seen. And I don't care what you think about him. If you're out there thinking, oh, draft dodger, you need to watch. If you want to really get a picture of who this guy really was and what he was about, I Am Ali. That's it. That's all I'll say about it now. Now, I know at one point, maybe here, maybe the other station, I brought this up, and honestly, I don't remember what conclusion we came to, but who in the world fishes for scallops? I've never heard, well, I'm a scallop fisherman, or the scallop boat went out, you know, shrimp boat, tuna boat. Is a scallop... It's not the perfect little disc that you eat on the plate. That's, what is that? Just the meat out of it?
I believe that's just the flesh of the animal. Like, it's a small kind of crustacean, much like a, not a crustacean, that's a crab.
But it's always like a little hockey puck or something. Is that naturally that shape, or do they shape
it
that way?
Well, I believe they've, like, you know, they've cleaned off all the other body parts, if you will, because I think... A scallop comes in like a hard little case, kind of like a clam.
How come
or
we never
oyster?
Hear of a scallop? We hear oysters, mussels, clam. We never hear of a scallop.
A lot of them,
I caught a scallop.
I think a lot of them get picked up on like the beach. I think
it's in a shell. Mystery. It's in a shell like an oyster, Frank, and it has like a a large fish looking thing around it that nobody eats. You only eat the center part of
right.
it. Right. That they pluck out of there.
Yeah.
The other okay, stuff well, is who was the person that figured that out?
Mr. Skellig.
Yeah.
Probably.
You know that a lot of people died trying to figure out what can we eat in the ocean. Somebody took a big yeah. bite of jellyfish. Dead. Yeah. You know. You know they did.
Oh,
and there
yeah.
are other fish always, in the ocean. You're not. You know. You're not supposed to eat shark. You're not supposed to eat raw shark except for the liver. Did you know that? If you're in a boat, a raft, and you manage to catch a shark and you eat it, it'll kill you. Raw. You can only raw eat the liver.
Wow.
I'm a survivalist. I'm practically a survivalist.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's where we are with the trivia. We got it. We got to get this thing moving. I need to move this a couple of notches. Gary paid $200 for the joke I told last Thursday. Thank you, Gary. I got $4,000 from Brian for dinner at Annie Gunn's with me and my wife. I'm assuming that's Brian and his wife. Thank you, Brian. That's where we sit there. And for the table at Trivia Night, May 18th, the table of 10 people, 6 will be us from the show. My wife, Dan's girlfriend, Dan, me, Limestone, and Tim Woodburn. That leaves 2 couples. I have a bid to take one of those. One couple has bid, Brian has bid $4,000. And for the other 2 chairs, I have $2,000 from Bill. I'd like to see Bill's bid.
Bill.
Beat. That's right. I'd like to see Bill's bid upped by maybe $1,000 or even 2. And then this morning, I called John Londoff, and I said, hey, what if we play golf with 2 people, you and I and 2 buddies or friends, men, women, whatever, couple, man and wife, at a nice private country club? And I said, I don't really want to play 18 holes. Can we just do 9? He goes, sure, it's called 9 and Dine. We play 9 holes, we have a nice meal, it doesn't kill a whole day, but it'll still be fun. Because to me, when I did play, after 9, at about 12, I'm done. I just am. I guess if I played really well, I'd want to keep playing. 18 wouldn't be enough if I were a good player, but I'm not. So we'll do 9 and Dine. I need a bid for that outing with John Londoff for 2 people to play with us. We will start that bidding at $3,000. I know it's high. Let's just get past all the bidding. I'll add 500. Let's just start it at 3,000. And if it stays at 3,000, then we're playing golf one day. Tiger Woods will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I'm gonna make a suggestion here. It's actually a prediction. I'll bet you he signs a contract. First of all, you know that after this weekend, think of all the endorsements now that'll be coming back, or new ones, after what he went through. And add to that list Bubblicious Bubblegum, because that's what he was chewing, and he stated in an interview he was chewing Bubblicious. If Bubblicious is smart, they'll get a hold of Tiger's people and go, all right, let's do a deal with Tiger to do some Bubblicious commercials. So that would not surprise me, and I would imagine that's... That's very much a possibility. I'm looking at the clock here. There's more to this Don Marsh thing. You know, Don Marsh, who did an interview segment on the NPR station, KWMU, I think it's called. Well, now there's more that's come out, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, that there were some people upset with other things Don Marsh did. Apparently, Steve Stenger was in for an interview and had a female assistant, and Don Marsh said, hey, can I take her home with me? Ooh, how horrible. How horrible. Here's the other one. Here's the other one. Some people said that made them uncomfortable that he said that. Then there was an incident where he interviewed a public radio reporter, Bobby Duffy, in 2016, who was leaving public radio. And so this Duffy complimented a producer for help on a story. And then after the show, they hugged, and Don Marsh said this horrible, horrible thing that somebody got upset about. He said, when they were hugging, Don Marsh said, hey, guys, get a room. Why, that is despicable.
Outrageous.
Frank, that I saw that story, and I could be...
Unbelievable.
I could be totally wrong about this, but I believe, at least, if it wasn't the Post story, it was a story on that NPR website, and it said it was actually a guy that was upset about the way Marsh said, and it was not a woman. Is that, do you, did you read that as well?
No, but I wish they'd publish the names of these overly sensitive babies who run them down the hall to the boss. No, I want their names because I never want to hire those people.
Well, I've heard that about, I was talking to somebody today about some of that stuff, and they said that those, there are a lot of people over there at that station are like that. They'll go running for anything. It's like you can't say, wow, you look great today.
Well, that does it. We're not going to take a job. If KWMU calls and wants this show, we're not going. That's it. Ladies, get it. What?
Well, nothing. Carry on. We don't have time.
Okay, ladies, get in here, please.
That's what this lock. Ooh, that's nice.
All right. The Pope is having a meeting with his cardinals to discuss a proposal from Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel. And one of the cardinals says, Your Holiness, Mr. Netanyahu wants to challenge you to a game of golf to show friendship and ecumenical spirit shared by the Jewish and the Catholic faiths. And the Pope says, Well, that's a great idea, but I've never held a golf club. What if we have a cardinal represent me and play for me? And this cardinal says, Well, I don't think any of the cardinals play, certainly not very well, but Jordan Spieth, Your Holiness, is an American golfer who is a devout Catholic. What if we make him a cardinal and he plays on your behalf? He plays Mr. Netanyahu. So they call Jordan Spieth and he's honored. Oh, you bet. So he goes in, flies to the Vatican. They have a ceremony. They make him a cardinal, Cardinal Spieth. He goes and represents the Catholic Church to play in this golf tournament. And after the match, he goes to the Vatican to meet with the Pope. And he says, Your Holiness, I have some good news and some bad news. And the Pope says, Well, what's the good news? Let me have that first. He says, Well, I don't like to brag, but I played some pretty good rounds of golf in my life. This is the best I have ever played so far. As a cardinal, I guess I just felt compelled to play my best representing the Catholic Church. I must have been inspired from, you know, the man up above. My drives were all long and they were straight, and my short game was unbelievable. Putting was perfect. With all due respect, Your Holiness, my play was miraculous. Pope says, Well, what's the bad news? Spieth says, Well, I lost by 3 strokes to Rabbi Woods.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Pizza Hut. Accident southbound 55 before Bayless blocking the left lane. Earlier accidents westbound 70 past 270 and westbound 70 at Earth City Expressway. Still working accidents westbound 70 past T.R. Hughes, northbound 270 north of Dorset and Strecker at Kerr's Mill. Carry out a large two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $5.99 when you order online. Hurry, this deal ends today. That's why no one out pizzas the Hut. Additional charges for extra cheese, stuffed crust, pan, additional toppings, and specialties. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex all throughout the year, but on May 5th, it is St. Louis's go-to Cinco de Mayo party spot. This Cinco de Mayo, check out all that Rosalita's on Washington Avenue has to offer with live music all day featuring DJ Music, Mariachi, Mendez, STL, and Latin band Vladimir Ferreira. You can ride the mechanical bull, plus two balloon twisters and two face painters will be there. Tex-Mex, margaritas, and Cinco de Mayo done right, and it's all happening at Rosalita's on Washington Avenue.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense.
The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. We see every day that there are two kinds of guys, those that accept lower testosterone and all the effects on their mind and body. Then there's our clients. They want healthy hormone levels, energy, and metabolism through their prime years. Our physicians specialize in taking care of men, optimizing hormones, and keeping them at maximum performance in their careers and families. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Thank a listener named Stan who sent me an email. The shell on the Shell gas station is a scallop shell. How about that?
Oh. Wow.
Thank you, Stan. And the joke was suggested by Rabbi Mike Ravinsky. He's the official rabbi of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. If I'd said that earlier, it would have given away the punchline. But thank you, Rabbi. I haven't told that joke in a couple of years. Thank you for reminding me of it. Let's go down to Dallas, Texas, and check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Closed only on Monday, which would be today. It's the only day they're closed. They're east of... If you've been to Chesterfield Valley, there's a lot of stuff in Chesterfield Valley. East of all that other stuff, there sit next to each other, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. You need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. I would make them for lunch. And gift cards are always a good idea for either or both, Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Give it up for Mike Evans. As a really good golfer, you had to be glued to that Masters yesterday.
Oh, I absolutely was, and I got a great Tiger story, one of my favorite stories coming up. But first, our pop quiz, and we're going back to a theme that we've had a couple weeks ago. People really liked it, knowing America better. Today, these are the four cities that have the worst traffic, and for the first time in many years, Los Angeles is not in the group. But which one of these four has the worst traffic, according to AAA, in a survey they released last month? Is it Chicago, Washington, D.C., Boston, or New York? Answer in a minute. Yeah, the Tiger Woods thing. Did you watch it, homie?
Absolutely.
Was it great or what?
It was tremendous. And I don't care what you think about him or what he did. What a comeback and what a... I don't know how to put it. He has transformed himself into something new again, I believe, personally and professionally.
The most amazing thing he did yesterday was the two speed putts he had, Mike, where he had about a 60-foot putt in on the back nine, and he rolled those things within about 8 inches. I couldn't do that if I did it 100 times.
I know. It was amazing. And really, I mean, you know, we're supposed to forgive people, and, you know, he was out of touch and was on doing drugs back, 10 years ago, and I certainly forgave the guy. I wish him the best, and it's like he's Babe Ruth of golf.
Oh, absolutely. He's done for golf. He has done for golf what Muhammad Ali did for boxing.
It reminds me of Robert Redford in The Natural, which is fictitious, where he's out of the game for a while, and all of a sudden he comes back, and after like a long layoff. That's what it reminded me of.
It was great. My Tiger Woods winning yesterday certainly will be the sports story of the year, if not the decade, and best of Masters ever. Brings me to one of my favorite Tiger Woods stories. It was a Tuesday. It was about 12 years ago, a Skins game in Palm Springs. Tuesday they had the media, and there weren't even that many media that showed up. But Tiger Woods and Fred Funk and Annika Storsom and Freddie Couples were playing. And I got to the press room early on this Tuesday morning, and there were only about two or three people then in the room. I went to get a bottle of water, and getting water in front of me was Tiger Woods. So we got to, I was talking to him, and I said, Tiger, I first saw you play golf at Long Beach Rec Golf Course. You were playing with your dad. You were about 13, but there was already a buzz about you back then. And he looked at me, and he said, Long Beach Rec, first hole, driving range on the left. I used to pull the ball into that driving range. And I looked at him completely shocked. I said, when was the last time you played Long Beach Rec? And he goes, well, I was probably 13, but I remember every shot I've ever made on a golf course.
Wow.
That's why Tiger Woods is Tiger Woods. Yeah. I mean, it had to be 25 years earlier, and he just popped right to it and told me exactly, and he's right, yeah, there is a driving range on the left side. I find that amazing.
Well, I can't remember one hole. They're all the same to me. They're all hard. Every course, they're all hard.
Love the game. Who else plays there in studio?
I do.
Rarely.
Yeah, but Dan, nope. you play about as often as I do.
Yeah,
I've
not
played
much.
2 years.
Not
yeah,
much.
Once a year, twice a year.
Yeah,
maybe.
I play once or twice a year. Sandy plays, my girlfriend, she plays golf, and she's actually pretty good. She grew up on a golf course.
I played today. We had a lot of rain in Dallas over the weekend, so it was car path only. With my bad leg, it's getting better. I walked 3.5 miles today, car path only. Wasn't happy with my game. I shot an 87.
Oh. Yeah, who would be happy with that? What a horrible, lousy game. 87. You call yourself a golfer?
Yeah.
No, it was pitiful. Yeah. Weekend Love Nuggets, since the Rolling Stones tour has been delayed because of Mick Jagger's heart issue, 71-year-old guitarist Ronnie Wood spent the weekend with his one-year-old twins. Saturday, taking them to the movie Missing Link. Sunday, they went on an Easter egg hunt. Ronnie afterwards said that he was very tired, I can imagine, chasing after one-year-old twins. He also says he's a real dad, though. He changes their diapers. Ronnie Wood, 71-year-old guitarist of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And I love this. Billy Crystal got his hands and footprints set in cement in the patio of the Grauman's Chinese Theater, which is really a very, very big deal. There's 2,700 stars on the Walk of Fame. There's only about 60 people that have their footprints and handprints at the Grauman's Chinese Theater, which is, I think, very cool. And it's April 15th. Reminds me of my accountant back in Hawaii, Carol Batista. She always told me on April 15th, tax me no questions and I'll tax you no lies.
No, that's good. 1 minute, Mr. Evans.
You know what IRS stands for?
Internal Revenue Service.
No, it really sucks. It really sucks.
It can.
Finally, who has all the bad traffic? Worst traffic in America? Chicago, Washington, D.C., Boston, New York.
I'm going to say Washington, D.C.
I was going to go Washington.
Chicago.
Wow. It's going to be three of us for Washington, D.C. then.
Probably because there's no street design, no north and south, east or west, because it was built in the 1700s, one-way streets, a lot of streets just end out of nowhere. Number 4, New York. Number 3, Chicago. Number 2, Washington, D.C., but Boston has the worst. I'm Mike Evans. I'm live. I'm going to play golf again tomorrow. I'll give you my score tomorrow. Mike Evans, see you.
Here's the real story. He goes up to Tiger Woods and says, hey, I saw you play when you were 13. And Tiger says, security?
Yeah. Get this elf-looking guy away from me.
What really happened? How would we know? We weren't there. Hey, thank you for being with us. We'll be back here tomorrow. Thank a police officer or a firefighter every chance you get. And have a great Wednesday. No, Monday. What am I thinking, everybody?
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. French President Emmanuel Macron says Paris will rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral after a devastating fire. Speaking outside the iconic landmark, Macron said that thanks to the efforts of firefighters, the facade, including the two bell towers, have been saved. The fire has been burning for hours and has resulted in the collapse of the spire and the roof of the building in the center of Paris. Sofia Ferrero witnessed the devastation.
To see this iconic building going down, it was heartbreaking.
The Pope is reacting with shock and sadness to the fire. A Vatican statement added that they express closeness to the French Catholic community and to the people of Paris and offer prayers. The Archbishop of Paris is calling on priests in the city to ring church bells as a gesture of unity. For centuries, the Notre Dame Cathedral has been a landmark tourist attraction in Paris. The cathedral took 100 years to build and was completed in 1260. Although many of the religious icons were destroyed during the French Revolution, the building achieved notoriety following the publication of Victor